Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow is the big day down at Headliner. Kick off the summer. I can't believe we are here this quickly. I know the time sort of remains the same, but they say every year you get older, time goes faster because it's all relative, right? That's what they say. So somehow we got to Memorial Day weekend faster than I ever could remember, probably because the weather has been an atrocity, even though it was a pretty easy winter. It hasn't warmed up, but tomorrow is that day where everything's ahead of you. You got a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend, and you're just thinking about the good times in this area because we get like 2.5 months of good weather and everybody goes nuts and has a great time and everything else.
Think about this. We get great parking spots tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. The
best. That's a good thing. You don't have to worry about that. You know, like now all of a sudden this is becoming a big thing. You know, and it is becoming, I think, a real big distraction for all of us.
But the parking out front here?
Yeah, it's really affecting us.
You know what? One of the things that people ask me the most that they're shocked by when stuff like this comes up, they go, the radio station doesn't pay for your parking down here? And I go, ha, ha, I laugh at their face. I'm like, no, of course they don't.
That's why Eddie walks from Madison Square Garden sometimes.
Well, that's what he does. You and I basically pay them the meters.
Yeah, we do. Well, they start at 9 o'clock, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, but, but we pay the meters and we support the city like we're supposed to.
Yes, that's what I think every time I pay that meter. I'm supporting the city. Thank you, city.
Yeah, city. Thank you for everything you've given me.
Right. Seriously. Yeah. If I could only pay you more, really, to pay you back for everything that you have provided to me.
Well, when you got a mayor running for president and you got to pay for his security detail for some reason, like somebody's going to touch him or something. I'm like, come on.
All right. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, okay.
Jerry is here. He's got an update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Morning brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts and visit carrier.com/dealers. We'll start with the Yankees because they just keep winning now 31-17. And we'll take a break this morning, at least right now, from John Sterling because Gary Thorne is certainly he's making the rounds with a couple of his calls last night. We know the storyline going in. Gleyber Torres, with all these home runs against the Orioles, is it possible he would do it again? Well, the answer would be a resounding yes, as heard on Orioles TV.
Torres pumps that one in the air. That's to left center field. Wilgerson back. I don't know. Goodbye home run. You cannot imagine this happening in Major League Baseball or any other place in baseball. I mean, he is just unstoppable. And it's all home runs against the Orioles. And it is 5-0.
Yeah, then he did it again.
In the air to right field. Mancini going back on the ball by Torres. Way back, up, and... I don't even know. Goodbye, home run.
He has to get his signature home run call in, though,
he
right?
Did. He did. That should be the new one.
Yeah, that should be. He has to say goodbye home run.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, listen, even when Gary Cohen's annoyed, he still says it's out of here. You know? I mean, it's kind of what they do.
That's great.
And you also had Gary Sanchez hitting a home run. Oh, and so did Tyro Estrada hit a home run. And DJ LeMahieu hit a home run. You get the theme here. The Yankees just abusing the Orioles to the tune of basically every time they play, they win. They're 6-0 at Camden Yards this year. 25 home runs in those six games.
Well, this is what they need to do. They can't lose to this Orioles
team. I agree.
It's absurd, but especially with the way that the season started, where they lost two out of the first three of the Orioles.
Yeah, and the Orioles are getting worse, too, by the way.
Because
Keon Broxton got traded. So they're going to get even worse than they are.
Well, we got $500,000 in international pool money.
Oh, that's great. Good for us.
So the Yankees do win. The Orioles showed a pulse later in the game. Only lose 7-5 to the Yankees. Here's Torres through his interpreter, I believe. How do you explain all this? No, this might actually be him.
First of all, I think the most important for me is be humble. I think it's the first thing.
You got to love this kid. Be humble. Yep. I mean, he's just killing this team, and yet that's what he says. Here's Aaron Boone it is pretty nuts.
Anytime you have that kind of in a short stretch of that much success against someone, I think you just kind of shake your head at it a little bit.
10 home runs against the Orioles so far this season in 11 games. Here's Boone, success for Sanchez as well. He's got 9 home runs against the O's.
He's getting himself into a really strong hitting position a lot and getting his A swing off a lot.
CC Sabathia went 5 for the win, but the knee is bothering him.
It was just hard to land. You know, like it's like a shooting pain goes through every time when I land. So it makes it hard to kind of finish my pitches.
You hope he doesn't end up on the injured list. I guess he could. Here's DJ LeMahieu. He says the bottom line for CC, a win is a win.
He got the outs when we needed to, and the bullpen did a great job.
And that's it. Aroldis Chapman picks up the save. His 13th of the season. You've got the series finale today. Masahiro Tanaka, Dylan Bundy. It's an early game coverage on the Fan at 11:55. You mentioned Giancarlo Stanton, tightness in his calf now. He's not going to play any rehab games for another 7 to 10 days. So it is amazing where he's gone and these injuries that keep popping up for him. In terms of the Mets, they were at Citi Field, and this game was just humming along because you had Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom trading zeros, though DeGrom does give up the home run early. So it's a 1-0 game. The Mets drive up the pitch count on Scherzer. They get him out of the game after 6. And then in the 8th inning, it was all good for New York. We start, first of all, a couple of guys on, 3 guys on for Juan Lagares.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in left center. That's going to be in for a hit, and the Mets are going to take the lead. This may clear the bases. Echeverria's in. Frazier is in. Gomez digging for the plate. They bobble the relay throw. The ball sits in the outfield. Standing at second with a 3-run double is Juan Lagares, and the Mets have taken a 3-1 lead.
That is, hi, I'm Howie
Rose. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
CBS 880, and then after an intentional walk to Wilson Ramos, up would step Rajay Davis, who was fresh off a trip from Pennsylvania in his car, got lost, found his way to the dugout, and then to the plate as a pinch hitter.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit to left. Soto is back. This baby's gone. Rajay Davis with a 3-run home run in his first plate appearance as a New York Met. It's a 6-run bottom of the 8th inning, and it is New York 6, Washington 1.
Hi, I'm Howie Rosen on WCBS 880, and 6-1 the final.
Yeah, so he Ubered for about 2.5 hours, I guess, 112 miles, whatever it was, and got to know his Uber driver, Jason, very well. Knew Jason better than he knew a lot of the Met teammates.
Jason's from Brooklyn.
Wow, that's so why. So there you go. Yeah. And then on top of that, I guess Mickey Callaway was saying after the game last night that he had a hard time finding where the clubhouse was after the game.
Came inside, didn't know where the clubhouse was, how to get back in, had to ask some people, which way do I go?
Now, if I was a nasty sum, I could have just isolated that, but I didn't.
How much do you think that cost?
$234. It was in the paper. It was in the article.
43. No, I have it. I was just asking. I was just seeing if anybody could guess it. But do you think he expenses that?
Yes, he said he's not paying for it.
Okay.
I mean, the Mets got to pay for it. They got to get him there,
right?
But I don't know in those spots. You know, you're a major league baseball player. You're making a lot of money. It's $243. The Wilpons are cheap. Do you expense them?
Well, now which kind of Uber do you think he took? That's the real question. Did he take an Uber XL? Did he take an Uber VIP? Did he take an Uber what?
I would think he had
like 5 other people in the car with him, and you know they all whack it up.
Wait, what? Sorry, what?
Huh? Whack up in the bill. Car? Whack what? Up the bill. Yeah.
What are they doing in the Uber?
Whack up the bill.
Oh.
You're suggesting he took an Uber pool?
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
That's what JJ does.
Right.
Wait, JJ takes Uber pool?
From Brooklyn here.
To here?
To save money, yes.
Okay.
Whatever. To each
his own. No, I mean, I just getting into cars with strangers like that is not something I'm ever doing to save $6.
Here's Mickey Callaway, who also says routine day for him.
He got here about the 3rd. He Ubered over, got ready, came out, hit a homer.
That's it. There's his day. So obviously very familiar with Davis, time in Cleveland. Here's Jacob DeGrom. 3 straight wins for the Mets after what was a putrid stretch. He says good bounce back, no doubt.
Definitely big for us. You know, nobody wants to have a road trip like we had, but to come here and win the first 3 is big. So just keep going out there and playing baseball.
Let's sweep today. Let's get a sweep.
Yep, Steven Matz and Steven Strasburg.
Get the stench of the Miami Marlins sweep. You know, out of your
system. The Marlins have done nothing but win this week. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, well, the Mets kickstarted them. So
they did. That is true. A couple of injury notes. You got Robinson Cano with the quad. He did have an MRI, though they don't have results of that yet. and Brandon Nimmo neck inflammation. So I guess the wraparound pillow is not all he needs. He will land on the injured list as well. How about this, too? I found this interesting. The Mets 0-23 when trailing after seven innings. So that's their first come-from-behind win in the late innings. I feel like this team's done it before, but I guess not. So anyway, 12-10 is first pitch today. Coverage at 11:30 on WCBS 880. Cubs beat the Phillies 8-4. Mets pick up another game in the standings. Albert Elmora Jr., a grand slam. Braves over the Giants 9-2. Red Sox knock off the Blue Jays 6-5-13, and the Rays hammered the Dodgers 8-1. Tonight in Milwaukee, it is Game 5 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Bucks and Raptors tied 2-2. And then there's Lakers guard Josh Hart. He was on the No Chill podcast with Gilbert Arenas, and he made it very clear he's not a fan of analytics in the game right now.
You got a whole bunch of people that never hooped before doing all the analytics and bullshit. They never hooped before.
They never hooped before, and then he goes after those types of guys.
We've trained our whole life. You know, we adults, we try to be we professional about it, bust our ass, work out, do all that. And you're telling me this dude that's 45 that never played, that doesn't have athletic bone in his body, going to tell me how to play basketball?
Now, ironically enough.
He sounds like Bart Scott.
Yes, he does. What's kind of funny, and the article points this out, his new head coach, Frank Vogel, never played, and he's 45.
Is he?
He wasn't going after his coach.
Oh, that's a Freudian slip.
It's pretty ironic, actually.
Yeah, that's a Freudian slip, without
a
doubt.
Frank Vogel tried to play at the Division III level. It didn't work out. Transferred, became a student manager.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Doesn't mean he can't play, but kind of interesting. And he said that. Michigan hires Juwan Howard as their new head coach. The Rangers introducing John Dave. Very cool what they did with him yesterday with the video and everything.
Yep.
That was kind of neat. They introduced John Davidson as their new team president.
I love what he said. He said, hey, man, we got things going. We need a little patience, and we're just going to follow the script that's been laid before us by Jeff Gorton and his staff. So JD should fit in seamlessly and should be on the same page as the front office that he's going to inherit here.
And NFL owners award the 2021 draft to Cleveland, 2023 draft to Kansas City. Not ready to make a decision on 2022 yet because they are overrun by applications for that particular year.
Well, when you see what happened in Nashville and saw what happened in Chicago and Philadelphia, all these teams want it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in these cities, I can't even imagine the money that gets pumped in there because it's a whole weekend, basically.
Yeah. Sure was. Were there 500,000 people or something?
It's almost like the new Mardi Gras is what it is.
Yeah, and all you're doing is reading names.
Right. Right, and watching a big screen.
The thing that shocked me more than the Thursday night crowd was the Friday night crowd was almost as big.
Yeah.
For round two.
It's a party.
Yeah.
It's a big party.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. All right. Very good.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.